Thus it was revealed that she had followed the company and joined them in the dark before they crossed the river. They were dismayed, and none more than Morwen.
"Go back! Go back! I command you!" she cried. "If the wife of Húrin can go forth against all counsel at the call of kindred," said Nienor, "then so also can Húrin's daughter. Mourning you named me, but I will not mourn alone for father, brother, and mother. But of these, you only have I known, and above all do I love. And nothing that you fear not do I fear."
In truth, little fear was seen in her face or her bearing. Tall and strong she seemed, for of great stature were those of Hador's house, and thus clad in elvish raiment, she matched well with the guards, being smaller only than the greatest among them.
"What would you do?"
said Morwen.
"Go where you go," said Nienor. "This choice indeed I bring, to lead me back and bestow me safely in the keeping of Melian, for it is not wise to refuse her counsel, or to know that I shall go into peril if you go."
For in truth, Nienor had come most in hope that for fear and love of her, her mother would turn back. And Morwen was indeed torn in mind.
"It is one thing to refuse counsel," said she. "It is another to refuse the command of your mother. Go now back."
"No," said Nienor. "It is long since I was a child. I have a will and wisdom of my own, though until now it has not crossed yours. I go with you. Rather to Doriath, for reverence of those that rule it, but if not, then westward. Indeed, if either of us should go on, it is I, rather, in the fullness of strength."
Then Morwen saw in the grey eyes of Nienor the steadfastness of Húrin, and she wavered, but she could not overcome her pride, and would not, save the fair words, seem thus to be led back by her daughter as one old and doting.
"I go on, as I have purposed," she said. "Come you also, but against my will."
"Let it be so," said Nienor.
Then Mablung said to his company, "Truly it is by lack of counsel, not of courage, that Húrin's kin bring woe to others. Even so with Túrin, yet not so with his fathers. But now they are all fey, and I like it not. More do I dread this errand of the king than the hunting of the wolf. What is to be done?" But Morwen, who had come ashore and now drew near, heard the last of his words.
"Do as you are bidden by the king," said she. "Seek for tidings of Nargothrond and of Túrin. For this end are we all come together."
"It is yet a long way and dangerous," said Mablung. "If you go further, you shall both be horsed and go among the riders, and stray no foot from them."
End of Disc 5.